Hello and welcome to the NITB News Podcast. Northern Territory traditional owners have taken their long fight to stop a controversial water licence in Central Australia all the way to the High Court. The landmark case is considered a significant test of Indigenous groundwater rights in Australia. Traditional owners say the licence threatens sacred sites, cultural survival and a fragile desert water system.
A smoking ceremony and a critical moment for these native title holders from Central Australia at the nation's highest court.
It's an important day because it's the first time that the High Court is hearing a groundwater licence case.
Water is life.
For 6 years, they've been fighting one of Australia's largest groundwater extraction licences. Now they're asking the High Court if the Northern Territory government acted lawfully when it granted the water licence for an agricultural development on Singleton Station.
The case will also look at whether the 30-year licence was properly justified. Licences in the Northern Territory are normally 10 years. This is a 30-year licence.
Located 390 kilometres north of Alice Springs, the licence allows horticultural company Fortune Agribusiness to extract 40 gigalitres of groundwater every year for 30 years for free. The company says the water will be used to irrigate one of the nation's biggest fruit farms.
Them taking too much water, it's going to damage our country. It's going to damage all our plants, our animals, and, you know, it's going to damage our culture as well, and the dreaming and storyline.
We're not going to stop fighting, because he's not going to fuck us. He's going to fuck our next generation.
The government and Fortune Agribusiness say the environment won't be impacted, but traditional owners argue the license does not comply with the Northern Territory Water Act and fails to properly consider Aboriginal cultural values.
We can't live without water.
Yeah.
Water keep we moving because water is life.
Whatever the outcome of the appeal, traditional owners say they'll continue to oppose the project. Michael Park, NITV News.
The federal government has announced Australia's first ever standalone plan to address violence against First Nations women and children. The 10-year strategy recognises the disproportionate rates of family, domestic and sexual violence faced by Indigenous women and prioritises the delivery of community-led solutions. Makili Siren reports.
A record investment into an Australian first strategy to end violence against Indigenous women and children. Designed in partnership with First Nations communities and backed by more than $200 million of funding.
This plan is the actual first plan that's actually written by us, for us, that will bring about real change.
Indigenous women are the victims of intimate partner homicide at 7 times the rate of non-Indigenous women and 27 times more likely to be hospitalised because of family violence, or 41 times more likely if they reside in regional or very remote communities.
This work is difficult. It requires commitment. It requires local knowledge. But we are up for it. It is complex, difficult work, but we are up for that journey.
Endorsed by every state and territory, the plan will support a national network of up to 40 Aboriginal community-controlled organisations.
We also want to see mainstream services that support Indigenous Australians reform so that they are more effective in delivering services to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families.
Providing crisis response teams in remote areas, emergency accommodation and access to therapeutic support programs. It also extends financial support for victims fleeing violence and implements early intervention, education and behavioural change programs for boys and men.
And family violence is learned. It comes out of a drug culture, it comes out of a culture that, an alcohol culture that was never in Aboriginal communities. Our Aboriginal communities are sick of violence and men are coming to us and saying, let us be part of the solution. The reason that it's taken so long is because we worked closely, cooperatively and carefully with the steering committee to develop this work. And we've done immediate response. This is about our long-term future.
Evidence-based solutions addressing a national failure. Makili Siren, NITV News.
Border Force is launching a new operation to combat illegal foreign fishing boats in North Queensland and the Torres Strait. The multi-agency operation aims to build on similar efforts in northwest Western Australia and the Northern Territory.
10 interceptions of suspected illegal fishing boats have taken place in Queensland's north and the Torres Strait since the start of this year, according to the Home Affairs Office. It's an issue that the federal government has faced growing pressure on, with communities in these regions calling for increased monitoring. Last month, a group of foreign fishers were seen walking to a beach bar in Queensland's north but were intercepted by Border Force officers. In a later incident in January, four boats were intercepted in the Torres Strait, authorities escorting all crews back to Indonesia. These developments have led to today's announcement of Operation Broadstaff, which the government says will offer increased surveillance and additional on-water assets in the region. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says increased illegal fishing activity in the Torres Strait is due to the success of Border Force surveillance in WA and the Territory, forcing fishers to shift their attention to this region. Adding, this operation is in partnership with local communities who are feeling the impact of illegal fishing boats.
Medical practitioners say expectant mothers in Western Australia's far north are at a greater risk of rheumatic heart disease and diabetes. They say the relevance of these preventable conditions reflects the long-term impacts of overcrowding, limited clean water, and social disadvantage. With many pregnant women in the region facing barriers to accessing basic prenatal services, the peak body representing obstetricians and gynaecologists is now conducting remote training courses to upskill healthcare staff.
So we say to them, righto, off you pop, jump on the bus and come to Broome. But that's 8 hours away and they've got other children, they've got work commitments, financial commitments, partners.
It goes back to our social situation and environmental situation.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News Weeknights.